In Endoscopy Procedure Photo Patient Denise Guthrie. First name is Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, Denise. Last name is Guthrie, G-U, E-S in Tom, H-R-I-E, Guthrie. Denise Guthrie, date of birth, October 3, 1955, date of service, October 28, 2023. Procedure number 1, colonoscopy, snare, colectomy, and cold baths is a different site. Procedure number 2, esophagogastroduodenoscopy with biopsies. Referring physician is Dr. Jennifer Kelly, J-E-N-N-I-F-E-R, Jennifer. Last name is Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, K-E-L-L-E-Y, Jennifer Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y. Referring physician, Dr. Jennifer Kelly. Endoscopy, Dr. K. Patham Seti. Procedure colonoscopy, snare, polyprotectomy, and colbiopsy are different sites. Procedure number 2, esophagogastroduodenoscopy, biopsies. Indication, change in bowel habit, period. Barrett's esophagus, comma for dysplasia surveillance. Period, description available, video consult, information about patient before finding. At a point endoscopy, small hiatal hernia with a 2 cm Barrett's esophagus, comma biopsy surveillance, comma 4 quadrant, comma for dysplasia surveillance. Period, if you benign appearing, diminutive pale sessile polyps, comma numbering about 10 in the body of the stomach, comma few were biopsied. Otherwise, any marker endoscopy, random burst in body and anatomical stomach check for erection, random burst question due to double check disease. Next number, at colonoscopy, 10 mm side at the metacell polyp. Move to the cold snare technique from the distal ascending colon period, small non-medium rods. Period, otherwise, any marker endoscopy, cecum period, random burst obtained from right and left colon to check for microscopic colitis. Colitis as a cause of a change in bowel habit. Period, withdrawal time was over 10 minutes. Nucleus impression, number 1. Polyp removed from the distal ascending colon period, small non-medium rods. Period, otherwise, any marker endoscopy, cecum. Next number, small hiatal hernia. Period, 2 cm Barrett's esophagus, period, diminutive polyps, diminutive gastric polyps, period. Otherwise, anemarkal open endoscopy, next track up, planning pathology, period, about not to pick on next number, omeprazole, 20 mg every morning before food, comma to be continued. GERD, GERD information sheet is given to patient, next number, follow-up upper endoscopy, for Barrett's surveillance after 3 years, period, follow-up colonoscopy, follow-up surveillance colonoscopy after 3 years, comma, as well. Next number, follow-up office visit 2 weeks as needed. Last number is hyperbotect or tablet supplement, end of dictation. Good to see you. Okay? Isn't good? Good. Yeah. How are you?
Can I get a little...
This is... No, I forgot. They left it on my
Okay.
Desk.
Okay. So, I need some description. So, that's good. So, I'm counseling one patient here. Her name is John. Tammy Jones. Because she had... Yeah, Tammy Jones. I called Nicole and let her know about that.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I feel like a year ago she was in the ER, in the hospitalized for 2 weeks for a stroke. And then, last time she said cardiologist was Michael Fear.
Okay.
They just said cold-out positive, regular, you know, colon test screening to make sure that everything's on taken care of, you know.
Okay, pilot cardiac clearance.
Okay, good. 2 weeks she was in ICU for stroke.
So basically pending cardiac clearance. Definitely. Safety first.
Yeah. There was a whole patient I just did the colonoscopy. David Pankos. This is a regular colonoscopy. You saw ulcerated nodule in the rectum.
Yeah.
So I did a biopsy and tapped over it and it's marked and incorporated. Maybe I think it's better to just sometimes have carcinoids. It's like ulcer. Just like it's not like a polyp. Like a nodule with some ulceration.
Thank you. I'll check on that.
Yeah.
But you're not telling the patient, right?
You may need a sense of the biopsy.
After biopsy,
And then call the office, metro best office.
Yeah.
So I'm not giving initially, I used to give all information, everything.
Yeah, because they call, go home and call, where is my referral? And Shaman, they'll say, well, can you wait for the biopsy to come back? Because if it's if it's adenocarcinoma, then we may not need to, we may do something else other than this. That always helps.
Perhaps the mass was negative, but
I can't remember. But no. I made sure that she got seen.
Thanks,
Burton. That's it. Good one. Are you still losing weight?
I've lost 39 now.
You're looking very skinny. I mean, you're at ideal body weight now.
Yeah.
Don't lose any more. Be careful because that, you know, the other way is also not.
I'll try not to.
Thank you.
Good
thing. It's for her. I'll be back to talk with her. The good sheet for her. Adios, feeling. Oh, yeah. Bye. Okay. Yeah.
Everywhere. Not like, yeah.
Yeah,
like, I don't know how it does it. You have one day, and then he's like, whoop, like this.
No?
He gains his weight.
Very good, yeah.
All right. Adios.
When are they leaving for?
Even like Saturday with the techno coming in, Christy came in on our day off, so they did put a lot of
I have thought maybe I have asked them to come out for dinner or drink or something on a Saturday night or something like that. The people,
like
I know.
but then how about the ones that know a little bit, like Flynn and Vigo, and then they all also working hard.
That was just Christmas.
They hear about India.
I think Christmas was good.
Yeah.
I just know that every year around Christmas.
Yeah, no, I'm going to set aside budget and time and a date and fix a date and everything ahead of time. So, like last year, we had a practice manager got pregnant to us. Now it's under control. Like, I'm finally getting control of it. Six nurse practitioners, four officers, five doctors, 14 staff in India. We hired like people in India to do a lot of back end work. So, all that took a lot of. Goal is to really make it the go-to practice.
It's competing with
multi-billion dollar Advent Health GI department and All in Health GI department. Everywhere All in Health. Amazon, Bezos model. We just flood the market, then we all dry up, we all kind of start out or retire or whatever out, and then they can raise the rate, they can, all the bad things come up. Right now they're just grabbing market share. So what's the out for all I'm going to have 10 of them. They're getting bigger and they're expanding the city offices and outside town and Vermont here and there. The last 5 years, the landscape changed so much. This is unheard of. The hospital was 30% of our patients. 30%, that's 2 years ago. And now it's 30% zero. What an
hour.
Yeah, they don't serve. They lost 30% of referrals in the last 12 months, 12 to 24 months.
Even the primary care they'll be the same thing. It's all hospitalists and all the primary care are affiliated with the hospital.
Yeah.
And you know, it's going to be harder and harder to find these freestanding people who will defend you. What happened in the Northeast?
Yeah.
That's why my husband wanted to start his own practice, so he's like, let's go to my work, you know, but it's happening here.
It's happening.
Because that's what happened, like, in Connecticut, and you know, the hospital buy-up, and everyone wanted to go to somebody that was like, it's fancier when you walk in.
Yeah.
All these, you know,
yeah.
They have a ton of ancillaries, and when you walk in,
oh.
You know,
yeah.
Please don't put it in front of my bag. Thank you. And they have all these ancillaries. It's very pretty. You walk in, it's a multi-care center.
Yeah, but the doctors are not good because they take all that garbage call. And there is no future because there is no partnership. So they don't give service to the patients. So they get patients referred to their own GI, a second opinion. That's the weird thing. They go to online health. The guy in the suit is the one who...
He's accountable for everything.
Yeah.
Because it's like
I don't have my own office. I don't have my own staff. What did you want? You still wanted a big corner suite in a hospital? You're not an MBA. You're not a hospital administrator. You're just a lowly doc working...
Well, it's also enticing that initial, like, chaos.
Yeah.
Why is everyone looking at
whatever.
It's me. You're done now? Hello, Andy. Yep.
Okay.
Can you all right?
Hi, yeah. Great.
Do you have the pictures? Good thing you got the colonoscopy. There was no inflammation or anything to cause those changes, but you didn't have a polyp.
So, yeah, so one polyp, unlike last time, which is absolutely normal. Small one, it's very subtle. This is a probe taking the polyp out, but nothing.
Does that cause
That's totally unrelated. That's a routine. You are due for a colonoscopy after a couple of years. It just happened a couple of years earlier.
Okay.
So it's gone. So we'll check again after 3 years. I think the batch just to see if there's any colon issue, and if anything comes back on the batch, it'll give you a call.
Okay.
The top looks the same. The Barrett's. This is the this is the patch of Barrett's and the lower end of the esophagus.
Uh-huh.
So that's what we biopsy, and that's what needs biopsy is here.
Okay.
So
that's good
here.
That it has.
That's kind of it. Does not got any behavior. It means the pill is working and it's keeping under control.
Okay.
So under the tiny gastric polyps, which are not of any concern, and biopsy goes as well.
Okay.
So omeprazole every morning before breakfast, right? You take the pill, right? The omeprazole every morning. So keep taking that, and endoscopy after 3 years.
Okay.
And at the same time, we'll do a colonoscopy also because of the polyp. And then next time, if there is no polyp at colonoscopy, then we'll go 10 years after that.
Okay.
But this one, always 3 years for the rest of your life is a three-year cycle for the doctor.
I'd be okay. I like to do it every two, but if I have to come back in 3 years for the colonoscopy,
then you might as well wait.
Yeah.
See, in the past, we used to do, before it was stable, for all the past,
okay.
So then there's no need to rush into 2 years.
All right.
But the slightest symptom you have, even a little flutter, little foot tightening, this, that, anything changes here, don't wait for the 3rd year just because it's on the fungus colonoscopy. Get a good scope, like. So the colon, that the change in stool, that incomplete evacuation and all that, if it bothers you, just start taking some fiber.
Yeah.
Start on
I did start doing that.
Did it help? Yeah. Did it help?
Maybe a little bit.
Okay. Which one did you take?
I just take the bars.
The bar. Okay. More like something like psyllium husk. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
Pure psyllium husk. No additives. Nothing. No garbage. It's all natural. Amazon. Get a box. Go by the directions on the box. It'll bulk up the stool. It'll hold some water. Make it moist. Easier to pass. And the rectal, anorectal.
It's just like I didn't finish.
Yeah.
Like, that's what my problem was.
Sure. So, fiber is the first step to reset that. Because it bulks up the rectum, rectal muscles. And the way it works on the reflex is when you stretch the rectal wall, then things kind of reset. So, that would be my suggestion for the next 2-3 weeks. Do psyllium and see if everything comes back to normal, then you're good.
Okay.
If it still bothers you, then give me a call. We'll see what you think. Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then, any questions?
No.
I will send a report to doc, and then anything comes from the biopsies that you need to know other than what we already know, I'll give you a call.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
Bye.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Take care.
Thank you.
Likewise. Okay.
It used to be owned by Olympus. Olympus sold Medtronic or Covidien, and then Medtronic bought Covidien. So that's why it's just been owned this pipe.
Okay.
But we have a little word, it'll be here more.
Thank you. Thank you.